This is Brendan Donegan with the Ag Report for WGXE 90.7 FM. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Columbia and Greene counties produce over $100 million of agricultural goods a year. The Ag Report looks behind the stats to highlight the people and issues involved in Twin Counties food production. Brendan Donegan interviews local artisanal and mid-scale providers of crops, wool, dairy, fish, and timber, and those at our cooperative extension, chambers of commerce, and tourist board offices who help market our agricultural products. Today I'm in Hudson with
Christian Malzaski of Cornell Cooperative Extension.
And today we're talking hay. You know, that grassy stuff you see rolled up in bundles in fields in the Columbia Greene area. Well, Christian, what is hay?
So I'm going to give you the literal definition as found in the dictionary or nowadays online. So hay is grass, legumes, or other herbaceous plants that have been cut and dried to be stored for use as animal fodder. So it's grass, legumes, which would be something like alfalfa, other herbaceous plants such as forbs, which would be like clover, that are grown in the field. You cut them, you dry them, you bale them, and you store them for feed purposes.
Okay, so there are grasses. Let me review this. There are grasses. There are legumes, which are like alfalfa.
Yes.
And then there's clover, which we're all familiar with.
Yes.
Okay, are these different plants for different purposes?
So they have different nutritional values. They make different types of hay for different purposes, you would say. So someone that would take a mixed grass bale, which is, you know, some different types of grasses, maybe it has some legumes in it, not alfalfa or something else, but maybe it has some clover in it, you would use that for, you know, cattle, goats, sheep. But just a clean grass hay bale of hay, just straight timothy or straight one type of grass or straight alfalfa, you can use those for livestock, but they tend to be on the higher price side. So you see those a lot going to equestrian operations.
Okay. In other words, horses.
Yes.
Okay. How is hay processed?
So it's grown in the field thanks to Mother Nature and the work of the farmer. Once it reaches proper stage, it's cut. It's then set out to dry where it's cut at. It's rake or tetted, whatever term you want to use there. Once it's dried out fully, it's baled up, and then it's stored properly to avoid any mold or fungus that might grow on it.
Can it be grown all year?
Not in this part of the country.
Okay. They have no plants that grow in the wintertime here that would do that?
No, not for hay purposes here. Nothing that is going to grow over the winter. That is more in the southeastern, southwestern, western United States.
Okay. Why is hay important for farmers?
So it's an important source of income for many farms. And then it also, for people that maybe don't grow it for themselves, they don't have the acreage to do so or not, it's important to get their animals through the winter with supplementing nutrition along with feed and everything.
Okay. Are there farmers who grow only hay?
There are plenty of farms that grow only hay, or plenty of farms that work with a landowner that has acreage that they just want something done with it, and they grow hay, and that farm, you know, takes the hay for them.
Do most farmers grow at least some hay for their livestock?
That's a yes and no.
Okay.
I would say used to be yes, but with the price of land nowadays, a lot of the smaller farms that want to have livestock maybe can't afford that cost of the land to add on extra acreage. So they have just a smaller operation with the livestock and then supplement with hay that they purchase off of others.
But what you're saying then, I'm kind of figuring out that hay is a staple, meaning it's a must for somebody who has livestock.
It's very much a staple, especially in the dairy industry. And with livestock, because it provides that important source of food and nutrition through the winter months when animals can't be turned out to pasture.
What are current prices per bale?
So it's going to range. Right now, we're looking at, for the mixed hay bale types of grasses, it's going to be around $6. And then for straight Timothy bales, you're going to be on the higher end, around $40. And then alfalfa is going to be a little closer to Timothy bales, but not as high.
Is Timothy clover?
No, Timothy is a grass.
It's a kind of grass.
Yes.
Goes by the name of Timothy.
Yep, goes by the name of Timothy.
Okay, how much weight is in a bale?
That's a good question. So the round bales can be pretty hefty. You see them sitting around. They're moved with tractors or forklifts. Yes. Operation. The square hay bales, just depending on how much they were condensed when they were baled, you know, 5 to 20 pounds.
What's the outlook for prices in the future?
So right now they're kind of stable, but as we get later into the fall, the rains in this part of the state really affected hay production. You know, you usually have around 4 cuttings of hay you can get off during the season.
Yeah.
But that's going to be lower. It's sort of everywhere. Some people in the area have been able to get 4. Other people have been able to get 2. Just depending, you know, the rains that came through since late June. Mm-hmm. Is somewhere every other day for areas. Other ones, you know, maybe they were able to get it out there and dry it for 3 days and get it out of there before the rains came. So we're probably going to see some higher prices this winter, just with a lower hay cost. And we're probably going to see some local farms that are going, you know, to surrounding regions, maybe into central New York or up mm-hmm. towards the Canadian border, down into Pennsylvania yeah. to have to get some hay.
We had massive rains last night in this area. It was like a biblical level of rains. So I guess that's going to further put pressure on the prices.
Yeah. I mean, central New York and areas, 4th cuttings are coming off. But again, it's been staggered here. So maybe someone that was, you know, cut this week and it didn't dry down yet, those rains, you know, wash those nutrients out of the grass when they're drying.
Does the price of hay have any effect on food prices at the supermarket?
So it does. The increase of everything in farming practices, from your fertilizers to if you are conventional and use pesticides, anything along those lines, that when they increase, the end product increases, which means that the increase in the supermarket. Now, it's not going to be horrendous prices increases, but realize that when animals need nutrition over the winter and those prices increase, that is then reflected at the supermarket, but just a few cents here and there.
How is hay preserved?
How is hay preserved?
Yeah, because it could get mold if you leave it out too much.
So it has to be stored in well-ventilated, dry area. You don't want it to get wet. You don't want humidity building up in there or anything like that. So it's just good airflow and keep it dry. If it's been there for a long time, I mean, usually you purchase what you know you're going to need, maybe mm-hmm. a little extra just yeah. to be safe. So the only time you ever see it is that it sits for a long time is if there's just been mass production of hay. You have a great year and people, mm-hmm. you know, the price is lower on it because everybody's got it and you just may not be able to sell it all. And you can see when hay gets old and you can compost it or, you know.
But you would never feed it to
animals. No, you don't want to feed it when it gets old. And you definitely don't want to feed anything with mold or anything like that mm-hmm. in it, because that can cause health issues for the animal.
Did the heavy frost in May, I think it was the 17th of May, have any effect on hay production?
So it kind of slowed first cutting a little bit. And that's, you know, first cutting is not always the best cutting of grass because everything comes up at different times. So you're getting stuff that may not have a lot of nutrients in it and some that may have nutrients in it. So it slowed the first cutting. But after that, it was really the rain this year that has done more damage to hay production.
We'll get to the question of the rain towards the end. But do you have any facts about dollar value of hay produced in this area?
I don't. That can be found on, usually the USDA takes that, and then there'll be a New York Ag Report done through Cornell's Economics Department that sort of takes a look at what went on through the year, you know, what it started at and what it's ending at, but they don't really get all those prices together till the last quarter of the year.
Okay. So we might see it at the end of this year or beginning of next year?
End of this year or beginning of the next year, the report will come out and it will show the progress of hay pricing throughout
and
this year.
Where can listeners find that information when it does come out?
Cornell's Agricultural Economics Department, they will post this online, and then also Ag and Markets will have that information available.
Ag and Markets through Cornell?
Ag and Markets uses the information with Cornell. Mm-hmm. I would say Ag and Markets makes it a little more user-friendly for people to look at out there, where at Cornell's side, it has a lot of, like, they'll put in what the input costs were and everything. Mm-hmm. So it can be used by the general farmer just to look at what his operation did. But for just anybody looking at it, it's a whole lot of information that you probably don't want to look at. And so you might just want to look at the Ag and Markets report.
So Ag and Markets, if somebody goes online and just types in Ag and Markets, they can get this information?
Yeah, and Ag and Markets also releases them. Okay. Yeah, and the USDA as well has a New York crop report that comes out. It shows crop progress, and then they report prices as well. And then the crop progress report comes out weekly, and their prices, I believe, come out quarterly with USDA.
Okay, final question. Make hay while the sun shines, my grandfather used to say. Was he right?
No other time to do it unless you want wet hay.
So if you have the opportunity, you got to grab it.
That is correct.
Okay. This has been Brendan Donegan in conversation with Chris Malzatsky from the Cornell Cooperative Extension. Thanks, Christian. And remember, listeners, accomplish your goals while you can. The old folks were right. Make hay while the sun shines. This has been Brendan Donegan with the Ag Report for WGXC 90.7 FM.